the interstate highway system. I mean, that's another facet of it, isn't it?
Oh, the interstate highway system is a classic example of government bungling. Government deciding what people need and destroying the rail systems in the process, destroying many towns and destroying many cities in the process. Charleston, where I'm living, has a interstate highway going right through the middle of the city. And it's obscene.
It's
not only ugly, but it creates ghettos on either side of it as it goes through, just destroying what once was a very handsome section of town. Of course, it was a section where black people were living, and so it was expendable in the minds of the interstate highway system. And this is true not only of Charleston, but every other city as well.
Look at New Orleans.
And then in the places that that now exist because of the highway, the mom-and-pop stores elsewhere are dying out, and have died out, in fact. There's just whole towns that have died out because of the interstate highway system. And all to the benefit of truckers and General Motors and the oil and gas people, but not to the benefit of the society.